Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Nicole Kalinas back on the show. Nicole Galinas is a longtime 11-year member of our Brain Trust. She's a Searle Freedom Trust Fellow at the Manhattan Institute, contributing editor of City Journal, columnist for New York Post, author of After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street, and she's our good friend. Nicole Galinas, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me back again.
It's great to have you back. You're always welcome here, Nicole.
Thank you.
Hey, so give us your thoughts on these tornadoes, on these hurricanes that we've been having. Not so much the weather part, but the situation of where people have chosen to live. I mean, the islands. I'm writing a book right now, and it's got some history in it. And one of the stories in my book talks about a hurricane that hit Puerto Rico. What was it? 240 years ago. I mean, these islands have been battered by hurricanes for a long time. This is not new, is it?
Well, no.
Florida, same thing with Florida, same thing with Houston.
Right. And Puerto Rico, we heard during Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma, which hit Texas and Florida over the past 6 weeks.
Right.
Let's see if the U.S. government is doing any better after Katrina back in 2005. And the government performed well during these two storms, but neither of these two storms was anything like Katrina. And the indication of that is that the electricity stayed on
right. In
Texas.
Well, the
power was out for weeks, if not months, in parts of New Orleans and Louisiana after 2005. But Hurricane Maria really was much more like Katrina in hitting Puerto Rico, and so this is the real test of how the government is performing. And
well, let me point. I feel like I have to stick something else in there, though. It must be said that when it comes to dysfunctional states, Louisiana is a pretty dysfunctional state. The government in Louisiana is notorious for being dysfunctional. And we also know that Puerto Rico has been bankrupt for some time. So they were already, from a government standpoint, they were already weakened, don't you think? Doesn't that need to be said?
Well, one of the reasons that Hurricane Maria is more like Hurricane Katrina is the geography and topography. I mean, we have a
right. Place
that's much more vulnerable to a catastrophic storm. And the infrastructure didn't hold up as well. First of all, there's not as much infrastructure in Puerto Rico to protect from a catastrophic
right.
storm as there was in Houston, where in Houston you had two major dams and reservoirs, the Attucks and the Barker, built back in the Great Depression by the Army Corps of Engineers, and they worked the way they were supposed to work.
Right.
Why didn't downtown Houston flood? Why didn't the major hospital center flood? Why did most people keep the lights on and be able to recover pretty quickly, or at least start?
Well, and it must be said that also that Harvey was not a hurricane in the way that Maria was, or the way that Katrina was. I mean, it basically was more of a rain event than a storm event.
Right. And why were they able to start rebuilding quickly? Why didn't downtown Houston flood is because the government built these dams back in the 1930s.
Right.
Now, the problem is the government hasn't kept up that infrastructure investment. Houston has grown. Houston had a population of about 400,000 back when these dams were built. Now it's 2.3 million.
Right.
So the infrastructure hasn't kept up with population growth in New Orleans, but it did perform the way it was supposed to. The dams held and kept the water.
But are those really fair comparisons? Because, I mean, Puerto Rico is an island only a few feet above sea level, right in the middle of the Gulf. I mean, middle of the Atlantic. I mean, those are two different scenarios, aren't they?
Well, there's never a perfect comparison. But what happens in New Orleans and in Puerto Rico? In New Orleans, we have the same type of infrastructure, is levees, flood walls, and
right.
so forth. But it didn't perform as it was supposed to. The levees and the flood walls.
Right.
Breached, they caused water to pour into New Orleans very, very quickly, which made it
right.
a different type of storm, as you mentioned. And 1,500 people were killed, not all of them in New Orleans.
Hold on to that thought, Nicole. When we come back, I'm going to get Nicole to tell us, what are we going to do about Puerto Rico? And how is it going to affect everyone, probably to some degree, in the United States, since it is part of the United States. 2012, right back when the...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.